Julia Nilica says she's installed 14 sensors over the past few weeks, starting with native villages in the eastern interior.
Panacross, Northway, Eagle Village, Mentasta Lake, and Gakona.
Nilica says she went to the villages first because that's what the federal grant from an Arizona-based organization of tribal environmental officials called for. A supplemental grant from UAF paid for more trips to other communities, both native and non-native, including some in the upper Yukon and central interior that she accessed by riverboat. It's a mode of travel she's accustomed to after growing up in Nenana, where her dad operated a river barge business.
I ran that company for him, and so that's how I became very involved with rural communities and developed a real love and passion for the community members up and down the Yukon River.
That's why Nilica's working on a graduate degree in rural development through UAF, and it's why she jumped at the chance to work on a pilot project to monitor air quality in rural communities that are often afflicted with wildfire smoke. That's important information because the smoke is harmful, but air quality monitoring has never been done outside the state's urban areas, and the sensors Nilica is installing are the first step toward monitoring the smoke in real time.
So that we are able to at least get some baseline data about what's happening with the air quality for communities that are affected by wildfires.
The project was conceived and is directed by Jing Q Mao, a UAF researcher and assistant professor of atmospheric chemistry. Mao says remote communities often are blanketed by wildfire smoke, especially in hyperactive fire seasons like this year's. He says the sensors will help let people who live in those communities know whether the smoke is heavy enough to pose a serious health threat and whether they need to take precautions like staying indoors.
We knew we had a lot of wildfires. We want to know how that impacts air quality. This provides a means to do that.
Mao says the sensors also will monitor other pollutants, like dust that's kicked up by wind from riverbeds or unpaved roads or trails. Nilica says she's familiar with both road dust and wildfire smoke, and that's helped her talk with people in communities she's visited about the importance of monitoring those airborne irritants so they can protect their health.
Honestly, like, I have grown up in a very dusty part of Nenana. I have breathed wildfire smoke many, many years, and I had no idea about the health implications of it until doing this project, and I am terribly shocked.
Mao says he hopes to get more communities interested in the sensors, enough to reach what he calls a critical mass that'll generate enough data to help him and other researchers understand more about wildfires and their smoky byproduct.
Once you hit a critical mass and people start seeing the value of this data, they might be willing to, jump on.
Mao says the sensors he got from an online company called Purple Air cost about $200 each and can be quickly and easily installed anywhere there's electricity and a Wi-Fi connection. He hopes the low cost and ease of installation will convince people to get one for their homes so they can contribute to the project as citizen scientists and to get more installed in schools so they can be also used for teaching students about air quality and its health impacts.
And then they can educate their parents.
Mao encourages anyone interested in checking out the data being generated by the sensors to go to purpleair.com. He says he hopes to get another website up within the next couple of weeks to provide the public with more information about the project and how to join in. Meanwhile, Nilica plans to head south next week to install more sensors in communities around the Kenai Peninsula. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.